this photo of a bridge with some light trails going over it. This is something that I had been wanting to get for a long time. This is a bridge on the south end of Boomer Lake here in town, and I knew for a while that it would probably make a good photo, a good long exposure photo, for a couple of reasons that I'll get to in just a little bit. But when I went out specifically to get this shot. I actually went out with my dad. He and I spent probably 45 minutes right in this location here, maybe moving around like 15 or 20 feet, pointing our cameras at different things, trying out long exposures, and just see what we can come up with. I had experimented with long exposures before, but not like this. Not that this is anything super grand, but this is probably the best long exposure I've ever done. So a little bit about this photo. I figured this location would work well for a couple reasons. If you look down the middle of the photo, you see all those stars, those light posts with star patterns coming off of it. I figured that they would look really cool. And as it turns out, I think they do look really cool. But having seen this bridge many times during the daylight, I thought, man, if I could go and get a long exposure, I bet I could do some really cool stuff with those lights going on the side. And I also like that there's traffic on the bridge, so you get these light trails. So the mix of a couple different things, the bridge, the fact that it's a bridge, and then you have the light posts going down the left-hand side along with the light trails from the cars, I figured it'd be kind of cool. One issue, though, is a 50mm lens is not really ideal for this type of photo. Ideally, you'd want a wider lens, like a 35 or a 24 or an 18 or something wider, so that you get a much broader sense of scale and perspective. A 50mm lens is kind of limiting in that your field of vision is so narrow. But I like working within those limitations, so I tried a lot of different angles here to come up with what this photo actually is. And even though a wider angle of view would be better, I'm still fairly pleased with how this turned out. I've got some similar shots taken with my 35mm lens, and they look good too, but I think this is probably my favorite of all of the ones that we got that night. A little bit about the composition of this shot. You'll notice on the right-hand side, you've got this vertical line going straight up and down. That's the barrier, the concrete barrier on one side of the bridge. And I didn't even notice that at first, but I kind of like the compositional element of that, how you got this vertical line going straight up and down the left-hand side of the photo. And then on the horizontal axis of the photo, you've got those light posts. So I like how those two elements sort of framed it, along with the night sky behind it all. That helped to frame everything as well. When we were out here getting this photo, I think it was after a football game, and there were periods of a lot of traffic and periods of not much traffic. So we were kind of at the mercy of the cars. And we had to wait for the stoplight behind us to turn green to let some cars go. And hopefully there were cars going both directions so we could get both red light trails from the taillights as well as white light trails from the headlights. We can't always control that when we can't always control these elements when we're doing these types of photos. But it was fun to try different things and see what happened. Sometimes we get like a truck or a bus driving by, which would create a dual set of vertical light trails. Here we have just some taillights from regular cars. But if you had a bus, you would see a second stripe of red going across above where the current ones are. And that looked kind of weird, and I didn't really like it too much. So just another thing that we had to work with, another limitation that we had to work with when we're taking these photos. A little bit about the exposure. I did this at a 30-second exposure. You can go longer. You can set your camera on bulb mode and just go all out on these. But I wanted to work with a 30-second exposure because then your camera can – you can use the light meter on your camera to figure this out a little bit more about what your other settings should be. So I set it 30 seconds, f16, ISO 100. And 100 means it's not very sensitive to light, but when you are letting the shutter open for 30 whole seconds – it lets in plenty of light to make sure you have enough for your photo. But why f16? That's a pretty narrow aperture. Well, a couple of reasons. First of all, at f16, you get a super wide depth of field. Basically, your entire photo is going to be in focus front to back, and that's what I wanted. I didn't want something in the way background to be out of focus and something in the way foreground to be out of focus while the middle is in focus or anything like that. I wanted everything to be in focus. And because it's night, it's a little tricky to work with autofocus on your camera. So I might have even set this in manual and kind of eyeballed it as best I could. But F16 means you get that super wide depth of field, but it also means you get those star patterns off a light, off the lights going down the side. Anytime you've got a smaller aperture, the light actually refracts off the diaphragm blades in the lens to create those star patterns. So if you see those star patterns and you wonder how people got those in a particular photo, just dial your aperture way down and you'll be able to get those star patterns. Taking this photo, before I get too long here, we're over 5 minutes already. So just a couple other things. It made me think of the days before digital, back in shooting 35 millimeter film. Back then, you really had to know your camera and you had to know how to manipulate it. And you had to just sort of hope everything worked out, because you couldn't look at your photo and adjust and tweak as you went along. You never saw the results until you got the film developed in the lab. So it made me think of how far we've come with photography, and how nice it is that we can have photographic opportunities like this and really try things out that we wouldn't have normally done before. So kind of a cool thing about digital photography. Some cameras now, if you've got like a mirrorless camera, Sony, I know the A7 does it and the A7R does it, and probably a lot more than what I realize, they will actually show you the exposed photo as it's building. So in this particular one, you would actually see the photo coming to life on the back of the camera as it happens. Right now in this photo, I had to leave the shutter open for 30 seconds and then it closed, and then the camera had to process it for 15-20 seconds, and then I saw the finished photo. But on some cameras, you can actually watch it build in a long exposure like this. It's really cool. So anyway, we're way past time on this, but I hope this gives you something to think about and something to try. If you've got an SLR that has a longer exposure mode, or even a pocket camera that has a longer exposure mode, go outside and try it. Point it at something and see what you can do with a longer exposure like this. Or even if you've got a flashlight, just wave your flashlight around in front of it, or out in the yard as you're exposing for a long time, and just put it in manual mode so you can adjust the exposure settings and give it a shot. I think you might be pleased with your results.